Okay, so we're discussing the laws of Chol HaMoed. Discussing the laws of Chol HaMoed, and we were going through all the different things, all the different malachas, all the activities that we say that are forbidden on Shabbos and Yontif. We have to actually find a reason why to say that they would be permissible to do on Chol HaMoed. And the general rule was that if something is considered unskilled labor, ma'aseh hedyot, unskilled labor, and you need it for Yontif, then you'd be able to do it. So we're going through a number of examples yesterday. I want to discuss the example of something that's forbidden to do on Shabbos and Yontif, but could possibly be done on Chol HaMoed regarding the malacha of sewing and weaving, right? A person can't sew, they can't weave on Shabbos or on Yontif. And the question is, if let's say you needed to sew something on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, that you need either for Chol HaMoed or for the last days of Yontif, would you be able to do so? So what's interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch clearly speaks about this and says that regular sewing or knitting is considered ma'aseh umen. It's considered a craft. It's considered skilled labor. Perhaps because it's not so much done by men as much as by women. You don't have so many people doing it. So we consider it a ma'aseh umen. We consider it skilled labor. So any kind of regular sewing or knitting would not be able to be done on Shabbos, even on Chol HaMoed, even for Chol HaMoed or for the last days of Yontif. However, there is a way of, let's say, sewing that Halacha does tell us would be considered ma'aseh hedyot, would be considered unskilled labor. And that is to apply, okay, certain differences, meaning to do the sewing in a way that you don't typically do it. So the halacha says, if let's say you needed to hem up a skirt, right? So now a woman needs to hem up a skirt, or hem up something in your pants, okay? So there will be two things that you would need to do in order to be able to say, I can do it on Chol HaMoed, again, for Chol HaMoed or for the last days of Yontif. One thing is, what you'd have to do is, the stitches would have to be very large, meaning you can't do small stitches. They would have to be like spread out, and not only do they have to be large stitches, extra large stitches, you have to do it zigzag. You have to do it up and down. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. For in order to be considered sewing, to be considered a unskilled labor, you've got to do it in this unusual manner, either of, again, spreading out the stitches, right? The stitches have to be larger stitches. And they have to be up and down.
They have to be both?
Both. If you're talking about sewing up a hem or something like that, yeah, You'd have to do both. Now, the question then comes, well, what if I need to sew in a button? Mm-hmm. What do I do then? What should I do then? So the way the place can say is, if you want to sew in a button, so if let's say a button typically has, four stitches.
Four holes,
right? To go through it four times, go through it twice. Go through it twice. And therefore, like that, you'll be able to have your not typical way of doing it in a way that would fulfill what's necessary to make your sewing into a ma'aseh hedyot, into a unskilled labor. And again, this could be very relevant. You need to have up a skirt, a cuff, or something, a button. So regular, to go ahead and regularly stitch something, sew something together, the halacha declares that's considered skilled. But there's ways of doing it to make it be considered unskilled, and then again, if you need it for Chol HaMoed, or if you need it for the last days of Yontif, you're able to do so. Now another big discussion about something that, whether we can do it or not on Chol HaMoed, comes to a discussion of writing, kosev. Writing on Chol HaMoed. Writing is something we may not do on Shabbos or on Yontif. Okay? So now, The question is, let's say you need to write something for Chol HaMoed. You need something to write down, something you need to do for Chol HaMoed. Or for something you need to do for Yontif. Okay? So, would you be able to do so? So, the first question we have to ask ourselves is writing considered a Maisa Umin? Is considered skilled labor? Now, maybe a long time ago, one can argue and say it was skilled labor. Because not everybody was writing. A lot of people weren't writing. The way that most Paiskim say is that our regular writing, whether our regular cursive writing, is not considered a skill. It's considered a untrained, it's not considered skilled labor, it's unskilled labor, and therefore, is writing considered, is it a Maisa Hedyot? Yes, it's a Maisa Hedyot. It's unskilled labor. You want to do calligraphy on Chol HaMoed, because you want to make a nice Mazel Tov sign for somebody, maybe? Or you're a sefer, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to, I'm not talking about if you're going to write a sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed, but you know, let's just say you want to go ahead and write, like as a sofer, you want to write like the way a sefer Torah is written, you want to write that kind of script, that's skilled. But our regular kind of writing that we do, you know, that's not considered skilled. So if I need it for Yontif, if I need to write down something for Chol HaMoed, for instance, let's say somebody needs a recipe. And they want to write down a recipe to make something for Chol HaMoed, to make something for Yontif, you can write it down. Let's say you need to write down directions, right? Or, you know, nowadays we print out directions, right? Okay? You want to go on a trip on Chol HaMoed, you want to go on a Chol HaMoed trip. Tiyul, which means going for a, Tiyul going for a hike or for a walk or for something, a pleasure walk, a pleasure trip, that is considered clearly in Halacha, considered a need for Chol HaMoed. It's considered an act of enjoyment for Chol HaMoed. And you want to write down instructions how to get to where you want to go. That's considered a yontif need, and you'll be able to do that. So therefore, according to most Paiskim, writing down something regularly, again, for a need on yontif, is considered something that is unskilled labor for a yontif need, whether it be a recipe, whether it be something that you need to write down to do for a shopping list, right? Shopping list, right? You're going to go shopping for what you need for Yontif, and you're going to write down a shopping list to know what to buy, again, you'd be able to do that. Now, it's interesting that the Halacha also talks about writing a, what's called, Igeres Rishus. That means, I'm writing you a letter. It's a hi letter. How you been? How you doing? Right? I'm just writing you a letter. And the Halacha says you can do that. That's considered a Yontif need. Why is that considered a yontif need? And the answer is because it is considered, for you to be able to put your thoughts down on paper, right? To write down your thought that you want to convey to someone, that is considered essentially a tainuk. It's considered an act of enjoyment. And therefore, it may not be, it's not a specific yontif enjoyment, you can do it any time. But again, it's an act of enjoyment, And to refrain from doing that on a Chol HaMoed, if you want to do it, would be considered taking away your enjoyment from Chol HaMoed, from the Yontif. And therefore, you can do that. You can go ahead and write a letter to your friend on Chol HaMoed. And let's not talk about computers now. It'll be a separate discussion. Okay? Let's say you're taking a good old, you know, pen or a pencil, and you're writing out a letter, right? Like you did when we were young. And you're allowed to do the Chol HaMoed. Clearly, Halacha says clearly you could. It's an act of enjoyment, and therefore it's considered an enjoyment for Chol HaMoed. What's interesting is the Shulchan Aruch brings down there was a custom that actually that when you write the first line, that you write it very slanted. Meaning instead of writing it the regular way that you do, go ahead and write your letters basically like hold the pen in a kind of a write the first line in an irregular manner. Let me just make sure I throw it down. Right. Write with a shinoi. Write it in a regular manner. Don't write it regular. Write the first line. Now again, it's only the first line. The rest of it, you're going to write regular. So whatever reason for this minig, maybe they felt that was just it was good just to remember, you know, that it's Chol HaMoed for some reason when writing a letter. But there is a custom brought down that the first line of the letter that you write, to write it in an irregular manner. You will find that there are people that if they do any writing on Chol HaMoed, They'll do it with a shin, they'll do it in a regular manner. But it's very interesting, again, that's brought down in other sources. The way the Shulchan Aruch brings down is to do it in the first line, and that's it. And it's only brought down by letters. It doesn't say by anything that you're writing, write the first line with a shini. It's only by a letter that it's brought down. So for some reason, in the way this minig was enacted, it was enacted only for letters and only the first line. Now again, it is brought down. There are sources who bring down that there are those who, anytime they write, they're going to write in a regular manner on Chol HaMoed. But the way that the Halach has brought down a Shulchan Aruch, it's the first line and the first line of a letter that you're writing to someone.